And now, in stereo and quadrophony, The Archers.
Inspecting 20 tons of high-quality grain last night, Brian Aldridge found signs of infestation by sawtoothed beetles.
Sawtoothed grain beetle, you say, Tom? I've never heard of it.
Seems they're quite a menace these days. Oh, Brian's in a real state. He's got 5 bins full of grain in that old barn.
I say, I hope it's all right you coming here.
Hey?
I mean, if you're carrying this bug around...
Well, it's not scarlet fever, Colonel.
Of course not, but I'm thinking of Laura's rubber plant. If anything were to happen to it, she'd never forgive me.
Oh, well, I wasn't in Brian's barn more than 10 minutes.
Heavens, you could be crawling, man. Huh. Don't move till I close the dining room door. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and find Laura's pride and joy sawtoothed in half, eh?
No, mind you, I'm not staying. Only called in to find out where she was. I'll be on my way.
No, hold on. There was something I wanted to see you about.
Oh?
You know, Laura is a wonderful woman, Tom.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Yes. I left her in hospital, and all she could think of was Mrs. Archer. Poor old Doris, as she calls her.
Oh, yeah.
You know Laura's been organising the harvest supper tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Well, she's come up with the idea of getting Doris Archer to lead the part singing.
What part singing?
Well, that's what I'm instructed to tell you, Tom. Laura thinks Doris has been left out of village events too much and needs cheering up. And she thinks part singing, with Doris holding a little stick and pointing to the different groups when she wants them to sing, is the obvious answer.
But we've never done part singing. We ain't rehearsed.
Oh, Laura says that doesn't matter. When she was in New Zealand, she used to get Maoris from the shearing gangs to sing Swanee River in 10 minutes flat. Now, are you going to help me organise things?
Can't help it, Sid. I don't like him.
He's a good barman, Polly. You bring a touch of class to the place.
We don't want class. We want a girl who'll live in and help with the breakfast trade.
Love, it's nearly the end of September. There isn't going to be any bed and breakfast tried to speak of till next Easter.
That doesn't mean we've got to hire a bloke with eyes like a fish. Give him his money and get rid of him.
He's only just arrived.
We can manage. He makes my skin go all goose pimply.
You can't rob a man of his livelihood just because he's got fishy eyes. Makes you go all funny.
It's not his livelihood, is it? One night at the Bull.
Yes, but Polly...
Sid, it is only one evening, isn't it? You haven't promised him...
Oh, I've promised him nothing. But we have to look to the future, Poldo. When we get our restaurant opened, we'll need a cocktail bar.
A what? And
you can charge what you like for made-up drinks. Bull specials. Ambridge on the rocks.
I don't like the sound of that one.
Yeah, well, I haven't thought them all out yet, but... Well, you've got to have a bloke who knows a stuffed olive when he sees one.
Hello, can I come in?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer.
I wanted to catch you before opening time. Laura says you're going to lend us some glasses for the harvest supper.
That's right, 2 cases, yeah. They're all ready.
It's very good of you. You must be terribly overworked without Nora.
We'll survive. Monday night's always a bit slack.
Yeah, we're trying out a new bloke, as it happens.
Oh?
A barman from Borchester.
Only for tonight, though. He's a bit peculiar.
Now, listen, Polly, I told you before...
Oh, dear. It's going to be awkward if you can't agree on who to employ.
All I know is we want a proper barmaid. I don't even care if she's big, blonde and busty, so long as she pulls her weight.
I don't disagree with that. We've got this Celia Charrington coming to see us next week.
Oh, is she big, blonde and...
Sid's got high hopes, Mrs. Archer.
I've also got high hopes for our new restaurant. You see, we're thinking of covering over the yard with clear plastic and fitting a barbecue range.
When Sid says we're thinking about it, he really means he is.
Well, I mustn't keep you. I'll send David down for the glasses tomorrow morning.
Fine, yeah. I'll have them here by the back door.
I'll tell him. And good luck with the barman.
Thanks, Mrs. Archer. We'll need it.
Yeah. Well... Better go and see how he's getting on. It's nearly opening time.
Sid.
Yes, love?
I don't mean to pour cold water on your ideas. You do know that.
Yeah. Of course.
It's just you move a bit fast for me.
Surprise myself sometimes. But most of my little projects come to nothing in the end.
One of them will. One day. And I'll be right behind you. I'll back you to the hilt.
I know that, Polly.
But I'm not having your barmy barman working here.
Now listen, Polly.
Community sing-song, with Doris as conductor.
That's the idea. Colonel Danby says he'll be round to see you tomorrow sometime.
But what could have made Laura think of such a daft idea?
The Colonel says he took her into hospital this morning, and when he went in this afternoon, she'd worked it all out.
Oh, Lord.
Well, at least it shows there's nothing much wrong with her.
We know that, but Doris doesn't know anything about conducting. It's the most harebrained scheme I've ever heard of.
He's back again.
Eh? Oh,
Anything I can get you, gentlemen?
No, thanks. We're all right as we are.
Good.
Did you know Bruin had found some sort of beetle in his grain, Dan?
No.
He's quite bothered. Said he'd have to get on to the pest control chaps.
Well, best be on the safe side. He could treat the grain with malathion, or he might have to get a firmin to fumigate.
Excuse me?
Mm? Yes?
Mr. Perks has given me some notes, but I'm a little confused. When an elderly gentleman asks for one of his specials, would that be sarsaparilla or Campari soda?
Well, if it's Walter Gabriel, it'd be a bottle of beer for diabetics.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want another half, Tom?
No, I don't think I'll bother.
Good weather for the harvest, eh?
What?
Plenty of corn stooks about.
Oh, the harvest's in pretty well, apart from the maize.
And sugar beet.
You never see mangel wurzels these days?
No.
I suppose you manage with something else.
Too much work involved.
Well, I expect we could all do with some rain.
Everything under control?
Oh, I think so.
Not too much ullage, I hope? Now, of course, not a man of your experience. Take a break, if you like. I'll look after things in here.
Very good. Gentlemen?
Oh, goodbye.
Here, peek over the bar and look at this.
Look at what?
The little tray under the beer pump. Clean as a whistle. Not a drop spilt. I wish Betty Tucker could learn how to pull a pint.
Is that chap going to work here, then?
Instead of Nora?
Well, Polly's been a bit peculiar, but she'll come round. He's a real find, isn't he? Gives the bar a bit of class.
Now, that's what I call conscientious, Brian.
Oh. Morning, Jack. What did you say?
Personal inspection by the man at the top.
Hold on.
Inspecting every grain by hand. It's quality control that counts.
All I'm counting are the sawtooth beetles. I'm trying to add mixing insecticide, but I haven't got a proper applicator. You know, one of those vibrating things.
Eh? But doesn't that wheat go into bread and cakes and what have you?
This? Good heavens, no.
Thank goodness. You had me quite worried for a moment.
Mind you, it might go into biscuits. I have a contract to send 20 tons off next week.
And you'll send wheat to the foot of beetles and beetle powder?
Probably not. Depends. Actually, it doesn't do any harm, apparently.
Well, better safe than sorry. How's Jennifer keeping?
She's gone to Dr. Poole for a checkup. Did you want to see her?
Just wondered how she was. Only another few days to go, aren't there?
That's right.
What do you want? Boy or a girl?
Morning.
Hello, Jill. What did you recommend? Sons or daughters?
You can't win. Boys are a problem when they're 9 and girls when they're 19.
Little girls seem to grow up terribly fond of their dads, wouldn't you say?
Not really. You ought to see Phil and Shula at breakfast.
She's still going round, but Simon Parker are here. I'm having to apologise to every farmer I know over that article he wrote.
Phil's furious. He's not very keen on you either, Brian.
What?
He says you deliberately sent Jennifer round to torment him about hedges.
Well, a poor girl has to talk to somebody.
But you've got 3 times as many hedges as we have. Why doesn't she lecture you?
Oh, I won't listen to her. I can't afford to. But Phil's got to be polite.
Well, for the nerve.
She only wants to shout at a farmer. Oh, I think she ought to have her own way at the moment.
Her pregnancy was the only thing that saved her life yesterday.
I don't give a farthing for any of our lives, the stuff we're having to eat nowadays.
Sorry, Jack.
Brian's mixing insect powder into all that biscuit grain.
Oh, I'm afraid we haven't got a thing for mixing in the insecticide. Phil sent me round to tell you.
Oh, dear. I'll have to try Hollerton. Thanks for letting me know, anyway.
I've been paying a lot of calls lately. I had to go to the Bull about glasses for the harvest supper and landed in the middle of a row between Sid and Polly.
I was helping Sid choose a new barmaid yesterday.
I think that figured in the row somewhere. There was one thing that surprised me. Sid was talking about plans for a new restaurant.
He's always got plans for a new restaurant.
But he didn't seem to know about Peggy selling the place.
What?
Well, I don't think it's that definite, Jill.
Peggy selling the Bull? It's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, Phil seemed to think she was quite determined. But I suppose she hasn't told Sid yet.
Hello, this is Archer.
Oh, dear.
He's here. Now, remember, Doris, you don't want to take part in this daft idea.
But if Laura's arranged it, Dan...
Anybody home?
Yes. Come on through, Colonel.
I just popped in on my way to the hospital.
see if there are any messages.
Oh, but Dan was going to take me in this afternoon. I didn't know you could visit patients in the morning.
Oh, I don't suppose you can. I have an arrangement with Sister.
Oh, I see.
You know, she was just a chit of a nurse out in Malaya during the emergency. Oh, you should see her now. Enormous. Absolutely enormous.
I dare say that's...
Just like a baby elephant.
I hear Laura wants me to entertain people at the harvest supper, Colonel.
Ah, just what I was working up to. It's a good idea, wouldn't you say?
Well...
Laura thinks it'll make you feel a part of things.
I didn't know I wasn't.
You've organised a good few harvest suppers in your time, eh, love?
Yes, Dan. Remember the suppers we had in the barn at Brookfield?
Aye. Ned Larkin's brother always played the fiddle.
And the more cider he had, the faster he played.
Just the sort of jolly atmosphere we want tonight, Mrs. Archer.
But what will I have to do?
Here, Laura's written it all down.
Yeah.
We split everybody into different groups, and you sit in the middle and point when you want each group to sing.
Is that what people want?
No, of course it isn't. Folk want a good feed, that's all.
Oh, don't worry, that's taken care of. Cold beef, pork, hot sausages, salad... And blackberry pie for afters.
Colonel, I don't really think...
Hmm?
I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable sitting pointing at people. I'd be sure to get in a muddle.
Oh, well, it's up to you, of course. Pity, though. It's helped keep Laura's spirits up, planning a harvest supper to remember.
Oh, dear.
Now, Doris, if you don't...
It's no use, Dan, if it'll help make Laura feel better.
Splendid. Now, look, she gave me these copies of the WI Social Half Hour.
Oh?
It explains how to organise part singing. And I thought we could have a bit of a practice.
What, now?
Hmm. Page 15. Got it? It's to the tune of London's Burning. Now, I'll start, and then I'll point when I want you to join in, right?
I suppose so.
Oh, how lovely, oh, how lovely, Mr. Archer.
Is this round? Is this round?
Never knew I could make, never knew I could make, Mrs. Archer.
So much sound. So much sound.
Yeah, I knew we could make a go.
But, Sid, I still
it's
say...
It's no
that...
use arguing, Polly. The customers were speechless with admiration.
When I looked in the public, Dan Archer and Tom Forrest were petrified with shock.
He's not what they used to, that's all. He doesn't encourage button pinching and cracking lewd jokes.
When did Dan Archer and Tom Forrest
I'm
ever...
I'm talking about those tun-up lads from Yibberton. One look from him and they all switch to halves of shandy.
Morning. Lovely day again.
Oh. Morning, Mr. Woolley.
I was just passing. Wondered if you'd been in touch with the barmaid we selected.
Celia Charrington, yes. She's coming to look at us next week.
Did you have anything to do with selecting our barmy barman, Mr. Woolley?
Hey. Polly means a temporary chap we had in last night. He works in the Feathers at lunchtime. He's king of the butchery bar.
Is he indeed?
Oh, there's the phone.
It's all right. I'll get it.
Probably that child's rep to say he can't come.
Kind of business running a pub. I dare say the takings have doubled since you and Sid took over.
We haven't done too bad.
Right. Not a lot of profit on beer, though. Our sales of spirits bear enough.
You are?
All right.
You've got plenty of loyal regulars. How old's your kitchen sink unit?
Yes, but...
Pardon?
It looks as though it's draining the wrong way from here.
Oh, no, but... This...
If water's dripped down underneath, it'll rot the wood.
I'll get you an hammer and chisel, if you like, so you can inspect it properly.
Hey? Nothing to do with me.
I don't believe it.
Hey?
I can't make it out.
Oh, don't tell me they can't deliver till next week.
Huh? No, it wasn't Shires. It was our new barman. He says he won't work here again because the customers don't like him. What do you make of that?